Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The Metro Office of Family Safety will soon offer medical services. The Family Safety Center is a centralized hub for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and human trafficking. It's on Murfreesboro Pike. Starting in May, it will also offer urgent care for violence victims, as well as forensic documentation of the injuries. There will be a special focus on treating and documenting strangulation. In Nashville, roughly half of domestic violence victims report strangulation by the partner, many to the point of losing consciousness. Tennessee has one of the highest grocery taxes in the nation at 4%. As prices rise, cutting that tax has been popular with voters. But WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the tax has survived another budget year.
Republican leadership had floated different ways to cut down on the state's grocery tax, exempting the tax for produce or for senior citizens. But none of those proposals made it across the finish line. Democrats want to end the tax entirely.
Not only are we one of the only states with a grocery tax, we have one of the highest grocery taxes in the entire country. We've done nothing about that.
That's Nashville Democratic Representative John Clemens. His fellow House member, Afton Bain, led an effort to end the tax. While it didn't pass, the push appeared to give Bain a boost in a special congressional election last year.
The Democrats want to rob Peter to pay Paul. They want to punish some Tennesseans and help others.
That's House Majority Leader William Lamberth. He criticized the Democratic plan for ending the grocery tax by shifting the cost to corporations.
We don't do that. When we reduce taxes on everyone, just as we reduced the grocery tax three times previously.
In the past, Republican Governor Bill Lee has budgeted for tax-free holidays, but there were none in his final budget in office. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
Here in Nashville, Freddie O'Connell, the mayor, is pitching a grocery tax cut. You can hear more about that in our next newscast at 5:32.